Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Leaving a grocery cart in a parking lot. Bumping a call straight to voicemail. Drinking milk past its expiration. Our world is overflowing with savages. Steam PXY explores the fine line of acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery. Team PXY's savage or sensible.
All right, we had this one come in on our Facebook page. Can I just reach out? It's 598PXY. Found it to be very interesting because there are a lot of people scrambling to book last-minute vacations here before summer ends.
Yep.
But I wonder how many of them who are married with children are trying to book solo vacations.
You wish you could.
This will never fly. Absolutely
you
not.
Wish.
Let me read the message that we got on Facebook. Okay. They wrote, "Hey guys.
Hey.
I found this to be an extremely weird request from my husband, and I wanted to throw it on the savage scale. Out of the blue, he told me he's been thinking a lot about taking a week-long vacation. When I asked him where we should go, he quickly cut me off and said he doesn't want me or the kids to go with him. He wants to go alone. I understand needing time for yourself, but going on a solo vacation with when you're married with kids just seems weird to me, especially considering we're not exactly pulling in a ton of money right now. If we're going to take time off work and spend money, shouldn't it be to go on vacation together? Curious to know what you and your listeners think about this one." So, savage or sensible, going on a solo vacation to have time away from your spouse and kids.
I'm triggered by this.
Seen a lot on both sides over on the Facebook page so far as far as comments go. But if you want to share your thoughts, poll is up, 98pxy.com, and reach out, 585-222-9800. Yeah, you're triggered? What?
I'm triggered by
okay.
this.
Okay. What do you think? This literally never crossed my mind as even being a possibility.
The last time one of my partner?
Mm.
Spouse is married.
Oh, yeah.
Last time one of my partners went on a solo vacation, they were fully cheating on me.
Alrighty then. Well,
he's cheating.
Yeah.
He has a mistress. He has a whole family. Maybe in Florida.
Wow.
Who's to say?
This texter, along the same lines, saying, "I'm a single mom of two little ones, and when I was married, my ex always, quote, went away." Another texter says.
Yeah.
Another texter says, "No way in hell."
When they say, "I'm going to turn my phone off, my location, and my reads," that's when you know something's very wrong.
Okay, so that's immediately where your head goes is cheating.
I do understand. I mean, I'm jaded, but I do understand
needing a break.
That people need a break for their mental health.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that maybe you could compromise on in the sense of, well, why don't you just do like a weekend or
that's what this text is
saying. Why don't you go
yeah.
away for like why don't you go like an hour or so away, not like a full fledged vacation where you have to like get on a plane and stuff mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
This text says absolutely not. That is totally savage and totally sketchy. A weekend I could understand and maybe consider, but a whole week, absolutely not.
Right.
This texter, in one hand, a break is good, and another hand should be a knife. Cut him off.
Yikes.
Yeah, okay. I mean, he may just want a break. Let's not jump to conclusions here that there's some sort of infidelity at play.
I'm sorry. I can only speak on my personal experiences
sure.
and what I know.
So. I think why I'm going to vote savage on this one is it appears to be that his significant other is not down to this idea. So that makes it pretty savage to me. If she was like, sure, whatever, do it. It has no problem. I'm sure there's people out there that's their feeling. Then good for them.
What it boils down to is responsibility.
Yeah.
You're responsible for your kids. You're responsible for your home.
Mm-hmm.
And a partnership is, you know, give and take. So some people, sometimes you have to pick up the slack more than others when it comes to people needing a break. I just don't think it's completely out of the question.
Yeah.
I'm just proceeding with caution.
Well, what's interesting, the point that you brought up, no one would blink or think twice if it was a trip with some buddies. Like this texter, bring a buddy, go golfing, bro, asking for trust issues. It's the fact that it's solo. Because when you go on your guy's trip or you go on your girl's trip, you're still leaving that responsibility behind. But no one even blinks at that, right?
Yeah.
You don't automatically think, oh, they're up to no good.
Listen.
But the solo aspect of this is what has people saying, oh, sketchy.
I want to be for this so bad.
Yeah.
I want to be for it so bad. But knowing what I know, I don't think I can. I mean, like, I agree that mental health, and if this is what you need for your mental health, is so important.
Sure.
100%.
And we've both taken solo vacations, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was awesome, but it's not a thing I would consider now.
I mean, I went to Florida for 2 weeks by myself.
Yeah.
And it was... Why? It was an eye-opening experience.
Yeah, it's different.
It was.
I think I was
also single at the time. So
exactly.
You know what I mean?
I think the other part of this too, going back to that responsibility, is not just the responsibility you leave behind, but the fact that you are using vacation time and money for this trip,
right?
For yourself. And she even said in there that they're not exactly rolling it right now. You know?
Yeah.
So it's not like, you know, there's a ton of extra cash to throw
around.
Well,
that's kind of what I'm trying to get at with the responsibility aspect.
Yeah. I thought it's more so like actually taking care of your kids and all that comes with that.
I think there's layers to it. Mm. Actually physically being there, financially supporting. There needs to be a balance though. You can't as a wife or as a husband, whoever's coming to you with this predicament, be like, no, automatically no. Because obviously they're in constant need of something.
Yeah.
And that need needs to be met.
I just like how it immediately is just so analyzed. Like maybe it really is just on the surface. They just wants to get away for a week. Just wants to hang out and just do nothing.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I thought too.
All right. If you want to jump in on this one. Savage or sensible, going on a solo vacation to have time away from your spouse and kids. 585-222-9800. You can jump in now. There are some people saying that this is sensible. This texter says, I work with the airline, so I fly for free and zip off to other countries for a quick weekend all the time. Gotta use my bennies, LOL.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I think that's a little different though, because they also said in that message that, you know, my money's not flowing in.
Yes.
If you can go for free, I think that adds another layer of like, okay, well, you're not spending our money.
Right.
And you're going for a quick weekend.
And that is a job that requires you to be away a lot anyways.
Right.
This one's interesting. They say, my husband and I have been together for over 10 years. And for the past 2 years, I've gone to Florida twice, each time for a week, while he stays home and takes care of the kids. We both trust each other 100%. If your relationship is strong and you both trust each other, then you wouldn't even question it. No trust, no relationship. Be with someone that you can trust and love.
Mic drop.
Yeah, wow. And then followed up with this. Last time my partner went on vacation without me, he cheated on me. Had it planned before he left.
Yeah.
There's a lot of trust needs to go into this
one.
That is,
I'm glad people can relate to what I went through.
Apparently a lot of them. 222-9800. Good morning. Who's this?
Hey, it's Nate.
Nate from Wayland checking in. How are you, sir?
Not bad, yourself?
Not bad at all. You want to jump in on today's Savage or Sensible, going on a solo vacation to have time away from your spouse and kids. The amount of people that are jumping to the conclusion that this is a cheating trip is wild.
I mean, until you mentioned it, I didn't think about that, but yeah, I'd say savage because, one, you could do that, or if you're with that person and you have to take a solo trip, not a girl's trip or a guy's trip or whatever,
yeah.
What's the point?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's weird. It's weird, right? Because, again, very normal to go on a trip with your friends without your spouse. Extremely normal. People do it all the time. Mm-hmm. When you throw the solo, right. When you throw the solo aspect into it, it just gets all jumbled up.
Right.
Okay, guys.
Yeah.
And Corey, I feel like you can relate to this. Like, you're an introvert for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
You have more introvert qualities than I do.
Extroverted introvert.
you're introverted-ish.
Yeah.
Like 80-20.
I love my solo time, sure.
So sometimes hanging out with your friends is exhausting. Especially when you're traveling. I mean, listen, I don't know if you heard, but I just went to
Miami.
I
feel like that's just you.
What are you talking about? No, it's not, Nate.
No, I get what she's saying.
Like,
yeah.
You always have to be on. You always have to be talking to someone. And if you stray away from the group, you're like, oh, well, what's wrong with her? What's wrong with her? Like, people start asking questions.
You mean like when you go to the bathroom and then just don't come back?
Or like when I go up to go get lunch and I never come back. You know, there's just a lot of options, really. But like,
just... Yeah, when you go on a solo vacation, you don't have to worry about anyone thinking you've gone missing. That's a benefit. Yeah.
Then what are you going to do?
Yeah.
I mean, we've both done it before, though.
We've both gone on solo vacations, and it was nice. I mean, you just kind of do whatever you want. I mean, that's kind of what it is. Because when you are with a group, you're at the mercy of what the group wants to do. Still, though, even with all that said, I really enjoyed the solo vacation that I took, but not a thing that I'm capable of doing now, or quite honestly really want to. Because if I'm going to take that time, then I would want to spend it with my wife and my kids, or you know, going with a group of buddies. Like, I'm going to go on a camping trip end of the month or end of next month.
Nice.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So you're going savage in this one. All right, Nate. Thanks for calling, man.
Yeah. Have a good one.
See ya. Another text coming out of the woodwork here. They say, my husband and I have been married for over 30 years, and we have only vacationed together one time. We always vacation separate. I want to have fun, so he goes alone.
That's insane.
Well, based on traveling with you, this may be your future once you settle down, Breeze.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's a delicate balance, right? Because like nobody wants to travel with me, but I probably will never let a partner go on vacation alone again because I'm traumatized.
Well, there is that.
So I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen, but no, I think it does boil down to trust. I trusted this person tenfold, and they did this to me. So I don't know. I mean, like for me, it's just not. Let's go on vacation together and have separate days.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Makes sense. I'm all about finding a compromise and a healthy balance,
have
right?
Have the best of both worlds, sure. Some interesting comments on Facebook. Let's go through a few of these before we wrap this thing up. Anna commented saying, sensible. My mom did it all of the time. Tracy says, so I was totally thinking sensible as a mother, but then I read the message, and first of all, it's the husband asking, and second of all, he wants to go for a full week. If my husband asked me to do that, I'd freak out because I already mostly take care of the kids on my own.
Yeah.
I'd like to know his reasoning.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, the dad shade. Gotta love the dad shade.
I think it adds a whole nother layer when there's kids, when there's animals, you're slaving away at the house. Mm-hmm. I mean, and they're off, you know, eating bonbons with someone else.
Bonbons? Yes. Is that an analogy? Or don't Google that. Samantha, sensible. Mom burnout is real. I went to Louisiana in June to visit my sister. Solo, left my 15-month and four-year-old home with daddy. Not only is this sensible, I highly recommend it. That's not solo, though. You went to go visit
your sister. Went to go visit someone. That's a completely different thing.
A lot of people are saying sensible on Facebook. Sue, sensible. Everyone needs a timeout for a week. Again, the week is, that's a lot.
It's the week for me.
Yeah. All right.
Second they turn their location off, that's when red flags need to be raised. That's all I'm saying.
Is that when you start contacting the authorities? Go find them right now. All right, let's go to the polls. Close one today. Savage or sensible? Going on a solo vacation to have time away from your spouse and kids. 54% of the people voting actually say sensible.
Wild.
Must be a lot of trust out there.
What's it like to not be cheated on? I'm dying to know.
Got a topic for Team PXY Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the Savage scale. More Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98pxy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.